Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 18. I'm Ryan Kluger. I'm with Adam Conway. Andrew Conway. Gwen Reyes.
Hello.
And Gadi Alcon.
I'm right here, Brian.
That's right.
You're right over there. Where are you? We just had a great topic. We did the top three sex scenes. It's the holiday season to season two.
Look it up on Twitter.
Have to keep
and full of sex. So
I'm still a little disturbed by some options.
So. Yeah, that's true.
Not mine.
So since it's the end of the year, it's the end of 2013, coming on 2014, we're going to discuss some movies, some video games, some music, some TV shows that you can look forward to in the year 2014, which will be awesome. So let's start out with music. What albums are we looking forward to in 2014?
Not the new U2, okay? They can go fuck themselves.
Bruce Springsteen's album?
Yes, Bruce Springsteen, High Hopes. I'm looking forward to that.
I am looking forward to that one.
It looks good.
Johnny Cash, unreleased album. Oh, yeah.
Yes,
1980s.
Out Among the Stars.
New Tom Petty. Heartbreakers also.
Ooh.
Johnny Cash, Out Among the Stars. Johnny Cash has a lot of reissues too this year.
They keep finding, more and more songs that he recorded.
David Crosby has a new album coming out.
Thank you. It's all you.
David Crosby has a new album coming out. Peter Gabriel has a new album coming out.
Let's stop the break on David Crosby. Okay.
Seriously? Crosby's awesome.
Yeah, he was when he was with Stills and National.
What's
the
best song he did by himself?
Yeah, tell me. Go ahead. Name one.
Donut.
Peter Gabriel.
Oh, I know.
Solo Peter Gabriel.
Gabriel? Etheridge's
Baby. There you go.
Peter Gabriel.
Peter
Gabriel's great.
I don't know about Peter Gabriel because he's,
Peter Gabriel's quality.
He's getting into the Hall of Fame this year.
That's true. Right.
He is. I'm looking
I could
forward
sing that song
a lot to
fucking
those.
Yeah. If y'all want like modern people, not over the age of 50, St. Vincent, a local product, has got her new album coming out. That should be incredible.
Jeff Cudi has a new one.
Ooh, should be good.
Yeah.
Fantagram has become kind of big now. They got their bullshit coming out.
Also, Lumineers is supposed to
Young and the Giant. So they got a new one.
Lumineers is great. Beck has two albums coming out next year.
And they both sound like quality.
Oh, yeah.
First
concept. One is going to be coming out in February. That should be,
And for all you South Africans, Kaiser Chiefs is back, bitches.
Kaiser Soze?
And a Monsters of Men is supposed to have a new album, too.
Oh, are they going to have a new one? It's about damn time.
Hopefully, yeah.
It's hard. They speak,
Lumineers
retarded
and
English, though.
And I'm like, I'm all about a Monsters of Men.
Well, also, I want to hear more
They're
from
Swedish.
Great Big World. I guess, the singing stage.
That's what I'm
there.
Definitely excited about.
Oh, Great Broken Bells?
Yeah.
Broken Bells is going to be great.
Broken Bells is going to be quality.
Oh, yeah, Broken Bells
released,
quality.
Did you see they released that a movie? With Anton Yelchin, that's got samples
And Kate Mara.
Really?
And Kate Mara on YouTube. It's a two part, about 18 minute short that features little snippets of each of the
songs.
You're
going to have to send me that.
So awesome.
I didn't know
so
about
awesome.
That.
Really good, really cool.
Guess we're not friends.
A little weird.
You didn't
weird.
Bring me comics or you didn't bring me DVDs.
That was
he
actually.
Right here.
I know.
Yeah, that was, that's actually
I know where you live.
That actual video is going to be my thing to watch this week that I'm going to be posting on the Facebook, so look for it.
On the Facebooks, ladies and gentlemen.
On the Facebooks.
Facebook, the internet.
The interwebs.
You can find us at Multimedia Men.
Anton Yelchin, Kate Mara in a Broken Bells short. Look for it on the Facebooks. What else we got, guys?
Anybody?
You got any quality? Nothing?
Dixie Chicks?
Gwen doesn't like music.
Does Justin Timberlake have any album coming?
Who?
Yeah, part three to
part three,
it's called the 30-30.
Well, isn't there talks though? They haven't released a date though. The Black Keys are talking about a late
year.
They
say that it should happen
maybe
next
they'll be
year.
Like Beyonce and just release it.
But they've been working almost. Yeah,
I would if they did that. Power to them. Yeah, because she's a whore. Let's move on.
All right, let's move on.
She's not a whore. I want to take that back.
Well,
she's a Texan.
David Grohl also announced that Foo Fighters should have a new album next year as well. He's been working on it
crazy.
For a while, and he's quality.
Gwen hates music.
Can't do anything wrong.
I don't hate music.
All right.
Just listen to the sounds of music.
Let's move on.
I only listen to sad winter music.
Let's move on to video games. Video games for 2014. Mario Kart 8 coming out.
Out.
Wolfenstein's coming out.
Out.
Is Duke Nukem coming out finally?
And Final Fantasy 15.
In.
What about the South Park?
Quality music
is the South
there,
Park
by the way.
Video game
Yes.
There is.
South Park video game.
There is.
It's based on those last three episodes of this season.
PlayStation 4 is going to take over, and I'll tell you why. They've got a couple exclusive games that sound like the bomb bizzle.
But I feel like the interactivity of the Xbox One, where you're able to pretty much a smart TV.
I wrote them down. There's five of them.
Okay, tell
with a new Kinect.
Well, I don't know if they're all in the Kinect. There's one that sounds really interesting called the Order 1886.
Yeah.
Which is like the King Arthur story, but set in like late 19th century.
Set in 1886.
And it's supposedly really dark, and it's a PlayStation exclusive, and it looks scary as crap. Another PlayStation exclusive is, do y'all remember the game Alan Wake that used the mind control stuff?
Yeah.
Those guys have made another one called Quantum Break, and it's supposed to be 10 times better looking. Sweet. And I thought Alan Wake was the game of the year last year. Another one that seems good, PlayStation exclusive, is Infamous Second Son.
Yes.
Which looks really cool and interesting.
I love the first one. The first one was awesome.
What about Dead Island 2? Are you excited for that?
Yes, Dead Island 2. I like the first one.
Are y'all interested in the old Destiny thing? The Halo guys doing Destiny?
Absolutely.
Sounds really cool.
Absolutely. And Bungie can do no wrong.
Well, Xbox One's actually have a Halo TV series, so.
And there's Spielberg doing the movie, potentially, which won't be this year. Next year, it'll be like 2016. Another one that sounds really interesting, it's like a cross between Grand Theft Auto and The Matrix, is Watch Dogs.
Yeah, Watch Dogs, I got that written down.
It sounds really cool.
There's also Dark Souls 2 and Thief and Sunset Overdrive.
Diablo 3.
Reaper of Souls, it's an expansion pack. It's not that.
Kick-ass is Diablo.
Diablo 3, great. I used to play Diablo 2 in college all the time.
The most...
Unfortunately.
Difficult, annoying game on here would probably be Mario Kart 8. There's never been a time where Donkey I've wanted
Kong's
to...
Also.
Yeah, Donkey Kong. There's never been a time playing
when's
a video game where I've wanted to
Super
throw
Smash
the controller at the TV more than Mario Kart.
I played Mario Kart a lot. It's quality if
it's
done
excited.
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that damn
Super
game.
What about, then there's also Castlevania is coming out with a new one. They're rebooting the Lord of Shadows. Part 2, hopefully it's going to...
I'm glad we did this segment before the sex sequence because none of this shit would have made any sense.
We're talking about video games. Gwen?
I think that sums it up beautifully.
Is there a 30 Shades of Grey coming out? 50 Shades of Grey video game coming out?
Does Justin Timberlake have a video game coming
out? He did have a dance game way back in the day.
Well, there's supposedly a Halo game also coming out for Xbox, which should be the same.
It's related to the TV show.
Either do an expansion pack of the Halo 4, or it might actually be a full-fledged new Halo 4.
And they're all going to do like a Lord of the Rings, the Mordor game.
I feel it's probably
going
to be much more like interactivity because like, they can do so much new stuff.
I really want another Rock Band of some sort or another.
Well, what about Rocksmith? Rocksmith is kind of cool. The whole new thing where you actually plug a real guitar in.
Yeah,
and
that's cool.
Play. I'm sure they should take that and make it into like a rock band thing.
I agree.
That'd be awesome.
It'll be interesting to see what they do with the Kinect and all that. If they'll have more like sports games related to that and how you can actually like they have the workout games already like on the Wii, but if they can do that for the Kinect,
I'm sure.
Did we mention the Lord of the Rings game?
Yes.
I'm excited about that.
And then one another one that I hope would come out would be Left 4 Dead 3.
Are they ever going to remake
Star Fox?
Really?
Star
Fox?
Really?
Yes.
Should do Star Fox.
Is Valve from Star Fox?
No, they're like... They're gone.
They're gone. Okay. So, moving on, we're going to do... What are we doing?
TV
we're going to do TV now.
Hey,
so,
Gwen, you should say something now.
Oh, good. Yay, I'm here.
I'm excited for TV.
Does Justin Timberlake have a new show coming
out? No.
Yeah, it's a variety show.
Moving on.
really?
Justin Timberlake Diaries.
Is Justin Timberlake just... Is he...
It's the only thing I have, guys. It's the only thing I have is Justin Timberlake.
Did you mention, like, wasn't Justin Timberlake in a sex scene in Black Snake Moan?
Yeah, he was.
He was also in a
with
sex scene
with Brittany Murphy, who's
dead
now.
He also... Did a dry humping.
That's Billy
Bob.
Oh,
yeah, I'm a bad teacher.
And Alpha Dog.
All right.
What about that terrible movie where
he's very good at dry humping?
The scar.
We just had to bring Justin Timberlake
to
everything.
Yeah,
to
bring Justin Timberlake
and
everything.
Yeah.
So,
did you really
watch
Southland Tales? Oh,
wait,
sorry.
What?
Nothing.
What? Darkwing Duck?
What's
wrong
with Darkwing
Duck? Southland
Tales. It's my favorite. Anyway,
TV shows for 2014.
I'm really excited because I just watched the new. Jonathan Groff led comedy on HBO called Looking. I just saw 4 episodes of that, which is like it's being pegged as the girls for game, but it's not. Like the characters in it all have their shit together. They're way more interesting. The delicateness of examining relationships in this world is way more compelling and sweet than anything I've seen in a
quality facial hair.
The trailers don't.
They all look the same. There's one point where there's two guys making out that have beards, and it looks like their faces are smiling.
The trailers don't look good for that show, and it looks a lot like How to Make It in America to me.
It does have a very How to Make It in America vibe to it, but less Brian Greenberg-y, because he's not in.
Oh, Brian Greenberg-y.
I do love Brian Greenberg, but I really liked it. I saw 4 episodes yesterday. I enjoyed it.
Lake Bell was on How to Make It in America.
She was.
Oh yeah.
So what else?
And Kid Cudi. Who was also on that?
What else do you have?
Kid Cudi's underrated.
What else do you
have? I'm excited for Black Sails over on Stars.
What about the other?
I'm excited
pirate
for
movies. Yeah.
That's
Pirates. Why can't they make a good
John
Mitchell show? They haven't
done Malkovich.
That's what they're doing now.
It's a season for pirates. There's lots of pirate stuff.
Well, Black Sails, what is it's like? What's it based on? It's Treasure
Island.
20 years before or something like that.
Well, it's also this year we're going to see a lot of things on boats because there's another show on TNT called The Lost Ship, which is kind of like if you took The Walking Dead and moved it all onto a ship. It's very similar. To
modern story, though, not
modern,
like old school like those.
So you've got a group.
You bring back Waterworld. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But I really like that. I saw the pilot for that, and it's interesting. It's serialized, so they're going to solve the thing, hopefully, in the first season.
That set's still floating in ocean.
I'm excited for Crossbones just because John Malkovich and also it's created Luther. So.
Yeah.
Oh, Luther.
What channels are
he's British for quality.
Crossbones?
I think it's BBC, isn't it?
It might be BBC.
It's NBC, actually.
It's Stars.
No, Stars is Black Sails.
Oh.
Black Sails.
Well, and Black Sails is interesting because Black Sails hasn't even aired an episode yet, and it's already been renewed for a
second
season.
Stars...
They did that with another.
Yeah, but
Stars does that.
Stars is not. No, they don't always do that. This is a.
They did
that
with Camelot.
They did it with that.
Well, because Camelot, they already had the episode.
They canceled the best show they had on that channel anyway. The
Magic City.
Yeah.
Magic City. Yeah.
So they should suck it for all I care.
That's
Magic City is awesome.
I'm also excited about True Detective on HBO.
Who is it?
Everyone's talking about that.
Two of our favorite actors.
It starts with
Matthew McConaughey
and Woody
Harrelson.
All episodes directed by Cary Fukunaga, who's an awesome director.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so I'm expecting it to look beautiful.
What about
Kanye is on fire?
Yeah,
y'all know I love Showtime. Penny Dreadful,
mm-hmm.
So excited.
And that's going to be really fun because it's going to be different. It's going to be. It seems to me like a throwback to the old show Master of Horrors, where you're going to get like serialized little shows each time. So it's going to have a little bit.
Yeah, I loved that series.
Yeah,
that's great. And then we also have. Intelligence.
No. Don't waste your time.
Is it bad?
It's so bad.
The only
I fell asleep to the pilot.
Why is it bad?
They
it
only picked
so
it up because
Josh
they wanted to keep Josh Holloway in the
contract.
So what's boring about it?
They're hoping they can figure out the story.
It's
pretty much like a Chuck. It's Chuck,
but
kind
serious
of
Chuck.
Dramatic.
Chuck was enjoyable.
Yeah, there's no comedy or levity or joy in the show
really?
At all.
Oh,
it's
that's
so boring. What
about that stupid looking show Believe with the little girl?
I'm excited for that.
It looks really good.
J.J. Abrams.
Alfonso Cuarón.
What does that mean? That's good?
Alfonso Cuarón.
Alfonso Cuarón.
What does that mean? That it's good?
Gravity.
Yeah. I'll keep fucking saying it.
Children of Man.
I'm out on that show.
Gravity is.
Which means no script and no quality. That's what it means. How about
I also
that?
Really
beautifully
liked,
shot.
How about, oh,
for the,
great.
For the comedy.
That's
side,
all I look for.
I also liked. Friends with Better Lives. I saw the pilot for that.
Yeah.
Enlisted's cute.
Is it really?
It's really cute.
Is that the military one?
That's the military one.
Friends with Better Lives is getting.
It's the guy who took a
girl's spot after.
Yes,
after
because it's coming in after How I Met Your Mother leaves.
Who's the lead in Enlisted? He's the one that was on.
His own
spin-off.
George
Stoltz.
Yeah, the one that was with.
And then his from Veronica Mars is on it. Chris Bull.
And there's a dog.
Might give it a gander.
The hunky neighbor from Suburgatory, who I guess left the show, the brother.
Yes, yes.
The nerdy girl.
It's very.
I figured you would bring up you and your CW.
Well, I have more, but
oh, the
100. What about the 100? What about that? Is that what's that about?
I don't know. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
It's about 100 people who come back from being like
out.
Taken.
Already out.
No, it's
right. Out.
It's 100 people like come to Earth. They send to Earth.
Did we already do this?
Yeah,
when
it's called the 400.
Yeah, out.
4,400.
No, that was
out.
Different though. This is they destroyed Earth with a nuclear bomb, and people have been
right there,
floating
out.
Around the world.
Nuclear out.
And they decide to send 100 people they don't care about back to the Earth. Who are
you know who's not going to care about it?
Me. They're kind of cute and might have some real world issues. And
there's also Fargo.
It's on the CW.
Fargo is
awesome.
Great cast. Billy Bob Thornton.
Fargo just looks better and better every time
also,
I write about it.
I'm excited for Fleming with Mr. Dinklage.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Get the dude, underrated
it's
actor
based
right
on
there.
Fleming, the James Bond.
I love him. And why not? Fleming's real life is better than the damn books.
Also,
that dude has some stories.
What?
Hold on. I was saying, Christian Slater's back too, guys. Don't forget about that.
Yeah,
I like
Christian
Slater.
That already looks horrible.
Mind games.
Oh,
that, yeah.
No.
He cannot seem to get a show that works.
We also have Better Call
Saul. I
love Sal.
Christian Slater, but.
Yeah, that looks real good.
I don't see this one.
This one
working out.
And also, Sean Bean has a new show, Legends.
Is he going to die in the first season?
I'm hoping he doesn't.
Absolutely.
We'll see.
That's
his
does.
M.O.
That's what he's paid to do.
I'm poor Sean.
I think it's,
like
I think it's another superpower show, though. So.
Best part of
Jeffrey
any
Morgan.
Of those stupid
yeah,
Jack
Jeffrey
Ryan
Morgan
movies, Sean
Jeffrey
Bean.
Jeffrey Morgan is like the American Sean Bean.
Chris Nanning dead.
Speaking of like
dead.
Fun animated
Watch
shows,
dead.
Trip Tank. It's Comedy Central. It's got Larry David, Zach Galifianakis. And a bunch of quality.
Doesn't Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg
Chosen.
Come up has a
it's about a gay like it, what's his face
Bobby Moynihan.
And it's also got Method Man in it, and it's supposedly like just it's a mixture between Eastbound and Down and any other regular like Archer animated darkness.
Sweet, I'm looking forward to that.
And there's a Amy Poehler produced. Comedy sitcom show over on Comedy Central as well. It's coming up. It's all female led.
Wow. Which is kind of her bit now. We were in a cool little thing where they're doing a lot for women's awareness, just to get women more.
Comedy Central has a lot of stuff coming out.
Love?
Season.
What?
Yeah. Because there's also the principal from Eastbound and Down, Andy Daly, has a show.
Yeah,
view this might be good. He's
I don't know. They're just really. I feel
he's
only
not playing the principal
stuff,
though.
It's some random.
Yeah, like it's.
But my
it'll look
with
better.
A lot of the Comedy Central stuff is it's all like these sketch based shows, and I'm kind of like they're innocuous at one point. Like,
but
just,
Saturday Night Live sucks right now, so it helps out when there's better shows out there than that.
Yeah.
Until SNL, they have some good members I like.
I don't know. I really am liking that Abby Bryant,
the brunette girl.
Abby Bryant, yeah.
Yeah, she's good. That's about the only one though.
Beck Bennett.
What else do you have, Adam?
There's another show on Starz called Outlander. It's directed by Ronald.
It's a remake of Outlander.
No, not that movie. It's based on a popular book.
Yeah,
where a girl gets sent back to.
It's
like
a romantic
old
show
times,
though.
Yeah.
It's like a romance.
It's a romance. It's based off a romance novel.
Yeah.
And another one that was like I guess I'm kind of looking forward to is called Extent, and it was like basically picked up straight to series based on the script, the first script alone. So, and it's it has like you know aliens and sci-fi element. They're trying to pair it up with Under the Dome, which was not as good as I hoped it'd be. So,
because you saw the Simpsons Under the Dome version.
Yeah.
Simpsons did it
that
first.
That was my problem with it. Too. I was like, Simpsons
and I'm also always excited for new Sherlock finally. So that...
There's
I'm
another one.
Yeah.
I'm not excited but for the new season of Girls. I've watched 6 episodes and I want to kill myself.
Of the new season already?
Can it be any worse than last season?
No. It can be worse.
What?
It's awful.
They just need to give
they're
it
all,
yeah,
they're,
to do a spin-off show with just Adam.
They jumped
they're
the
all,
shark.
It's the one point when you realize again that only the men on that show are the, most,
are the best part of
the
show.
Best party, they're the
totally.
Most compelling part. And it's
Karpowski's freaking incredible.
He's got a lot more to do this season too.
He's
it sucks
incredible.
The boyfriend of Ashley Williams.
And
well,
also,
they deal with that too. He just leaves her.
Good.
So they're
I
all. In,
stay
the best thing that's only thing that's interesting is that all the characters when it starts are in like the shittiest places possible. Like they're just.
Is it ironic that we didn't bring up any like? You know, regular broadcast 4-channel shows.
We did.
Which one?
Friends with
Better
Lives.
What about Breaking Your Show on Fox?
Rake.
Oh, Rake?
Looks kind of stupid.
I wasn't.
I like Breaking Your, though.
I like Breaking Your, too, but I wasn't a fan. The last, like, minute of the show was really good. Like, the cliffhanger that gets you to watch the next episode.
So, might it get better?
I don't think you should judge it by its pilot.
Okay. So
I would say
some,
that it's probably a show to, like, maybe wait 4 episodes. Record 4 episodes and then watch.
Yeah.
Also, Orphan Black. None of us talked about
it. I love
but
Orphan
that's
Black.
It's not new.
It's not new.
These
it's
are new
new to
shows.
Me. It's coming out.
But then there's one that you mentioned back before, Spoils of Babylon. That's supposed to be coming out.
That's a comedy show.
Will Ferrell and Adam McKay produced.
I don't know. It might be terrible, but the trailer looks hilarious.
The trailer is weird for that.
It's based on the
other. I'm a little afraid for it. I don't know what the hell they're going to be doing with it.
That's the thing. I have no idea what to expect.
But if you're also, like, one thing I really love, I just watched from TCM, they do, not The Essentials, but a retrospective with Robert Osborne that's going to be airing on January 8th, that he was the first interviewer on TCM when they launched in 1994. And it's a really, really great little film. And they had a lot of old actresses and actors come on it that are now dead that talk about him. So if you were a filmy, nerdy person, it's really good.
TCM makes quality.
Yeah.
TCM does make quality.
Great film festival, by the way, too, in Hollywood they do.
So does that wrap up our TV section?
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, those for are now. The All right. best ones for now. All right. There's other stuff, but...
All right, we'll move on to movies. Right. I've got a list of 11 here.
You know what? I'm going to hate 8 of them.
Let me know if you hate them.
Man of Steel 3?
I'm going to list the 11.
I'll just go ahead.
Sin City 2.
Hate.
Yes.
Hate.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's what
we did. I do like
22 Jump Street.
Yes,
that's genius. Without Brie Larson.
The Paranormal Activity Spanish version.
Out on any of
totally
them.
Totally on
out
board.
On
I am totally,
totally on board.
On
board.
If it's like a Spanish novella, I'm watching it.
Totally.
It's not. It's Man. Not.
The Lego. The Lego movie.
In.
In.
It looks really good. Funny.
In.
Monuments Men.
Yes.
Completely. In.
There's your Oscar pick for next year.
No,
by
it
the
won't
way.
Be because it was pushed back.
No way.
Watch it. George Clooney's going
to
make
gonna
gold.
They're going to have to keep all of that excitement. When does it come out? February.
Doesn't matter. It's going to be your pick. Watch it.
Grand Budapest Hotel.
Excited.
Wes Anderson.
Looks the trailer
awesome.
Looks amazing.
Looks ridiculous.
Yeah,
but doesn't that always Wes Anderson like the trailers?
No,
like
sometimes
the
trailers suck
the
though. That train
disappointing.
One sucked, but the movie was okay.
Yeah,
sucked
the train one was one of his best ones. What are you talking about?
No,
the
Rush
trailer
Rushmore,
though, I didn't
Rushmore
like the trailer.
All right, the Muppet, the new Muppet sequel.
To be hit or miss.
Gervais and
the Jason.
I'm only on board because Tom Hiddleston's in it.
Okay.
It looks stupid.
Did Jason Segel do anything with this one?
No.
No.
He said, well, probably because he wanted more money, but he's
there's
like,
five
I've done my
years.
Career,
yeah,
it.
It's 5 years.
Only lovers left alive.
All right.
Wait, when is it coming?
I'll let you know.
What is?
Only lovers left alive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I cannot wait.
The other
movie.
The last three, Noah.
Yes.
Anybody looking forward to Noah?
Yeah.
It's Aronofsky. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We'll see, but yes. I'll
yeah.
watch
Have
it.
You seen the trailer?
The trailer looks really good. But
yes,
I,
it does.
I'm
it has
yeah.
Logan Lerman in it, so
the trailer looks good, but
it does have a lot of beard.
Looks a lot better than Exodus.
Oh, yeah, Exodus looks terrible.
Thank you.
What
Godzilla?
About,
what about
yes.
Godzilla?
Scary Godzilla.
Godzilla looks awesome.
No.
And my boyfriend Aaron Johnson's in that movie.
Yes. And then
is he swole again, like in Kick-Ass?
No,
he's lost a little weight, little bastard.
Godzilla and the and X-Men.
Yeah. No, out. It's future. It's going to fucking bomb.
Be awesome.
They cut,
no, it looks really
they
stupid.
They cut Anna Paquin.
Yeah.
Good, because you know what?
Completely.
Can't act anyway.
Completely.
Horrible actress anyway.
Well, what was
There's a bunch of them. What about...
You missed a lot.
No, that was just mine. I was
Inherent Vice
to.
Is going
to
be the movie of the
Vice
year.
Inherent Vice is awesome.
P.T. Anderson's back, bitches. And that book, if you haven't read it...
It's a great book.
That's the best book of the last decade.
I haven't read it. Do you have it?
Interstellar by Nolan. Looks freaking flawless.
Nolan.
Transcendence by Pfister.
Transcendence.
Transcendence, Johnny Depp.
Transcendence?
That looks really interesting.
Or Interstellar.
You didn't bring up Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
There's three. There's Jupiter Ascending, there's Transcendence, and there's
Interstellar.
There's
a lot of Transcending.
I'm excited for
a lot of, yeah.
A lot of, like,
I think Inherent Vice is going to be my favorite film of the year.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead
and PTA does pretty well.
There's also Tarantino's favorite film that he said this year, but it's only coming out.
Big Animals.
Looks incredible. It's Israeli. Can't hate on my Israelis.
Yeah, we can.
Fuck off. There's Ryan Gosling's directorial debut, How to Catch a Monster.
Yeah.
Sounds like a cool story. Christina Hendricks.
I know,
but
yeah,
I would do her.
good to know.
There's at Sundance this year is William H. Macy's directorial debut, Rudderless.
He's already directed stuff before.
No.
Like four or five movies.
No, not true. It says directorial debut.
Directorial?
Directorial.
No, he's
directorial.
I would Google it because they said that's his directorial.
Okay.
Prove Gotti wrong on Facebook.
Yeah, go ahead. Y'all do it again. Robert Downey Jr. and Robert Duvall in a movie called The Judge. Where
that
he's
looks
his
judge
son.
Looks
amazing. That looks amazing. Let's see what else to say. There's Stephen King's book, The Cell, with John Cusack and Samuel Jackson.
We'll see.
Again, from 1408 to The Cell.
It'll be kind of... You know, 1408 was good.
I like 1408.
Should be good. If y'all are a fan of Training Day, End of Watch, That director, David Ayer, has a film called Fury with Brad Pitt.
It's a good script.
It's got Michael Pena. Yeah, it's supposedly awesome. Really good.
It's about
good.
A, like eight people in a tank.
Yeah, so. It's a war. It's his first war one, but he was a war veteran rather than a police veteran.
I love the idea of him taking his aesthetic and putting it into a war film.
It sounds incredible. Brad Pitt signed on. Yeah.
John Bernthal.
Michael Pena. Michael Pena might have one of the better acting roles. They're finally doing a Cesar Chavez movie, and like a legitimate, not corny one, like a really well done, kind of like Mandela, but better, hopefully. There's Fincher's new movie, Gone Girl. Yeah, it's got Ben Affleck. It sounds kind of interesting.
I'm so uninterested in that. I hated the book.
It sounds kind of, it might be good. Tom Hardy playing a Russian in Child 44 with Gary Oldman.
We can't go wrong with Gary Oldman.
So. Looks crazy as hell.
We'll see.
And let's see what else I got.
50 Shades of Grey?
No, because it'll suck balls.
2015. I'm sad about it too.
I'm surprised you didn't mention Amazing Spider-Man 2. God.
I'm looking forward to that. But I'm very three or four villains. I'm very scared about it.
Three villains scares me. Why aren't y'all afraid of X-Men doing the future jump? I'm really scared for the film.
They're trying to redo everything that was screwed up in the last.
But Matthew Vaughn created some quality characters, and instead we're going to get the same old shit.
No, they're using Matthew Vaughn characters only in the next one.
So that's the good one, and this one's going to suck.
No, it's all set up.
But this one's all because
if I see Wolverine and Storm in the movie together, I'm going to vomit.
Fix the errors that happened in the third one, and so that's what this sort of movie does.
Yeah, time travel out.
Why don't you like time travel movies?
It's really difficult to make it believable and interesting and not corny and really boring. I like Looper, but it you know what Looper did? It didn't talk about time travel.
And when it did, it was like, just move on. Like, I love that scene.
There's the line where he says, we're not going to even talk about it because it's too difficult to understand.
It's not even worth talking about. It's stupid. Move on.
That's how you do time travel. And you know what? Ryan Johnson, I would rather him do X-Men. I'll go ahead and say it. I think he would do a great job, and he wouldn't do some stupid time travel crap.
Ryan Johnson, director. Brick, right?
Yes.
He did a great Breaking Bad episode.
He's
a quality director. He's a short guy, though. You wouldn't want to date him.
Well, he's dating a film. He's with some film critic girl. Katrina Long.
Could be you.
Along with all those other sci-fi movies, we also have one coming up from Brad Bird, Tomorrowland, that has George Clooney and Hugh Laurie in it.
It's an interesting sounding story.
Two doctors.
Sure.
Two former TV doctors.
Finding Dory.
Brad Bird's had some success.
Brad Bird's quality. I love Brad Bird.
I enjoyed it. And I love Iron Giant.
I like John Carter. Brad Bird did John Carter, right?
No,
Brad Bird's a good director, sir.
Brad Bird did Mission Impossible.
Whoa.
God forbid he did John Carter.
Who did Ratatouille? He also did Ratatouille.
Who did John Carter?
Some crap director.
But, I'm excited for the John Hamm Disney movie, the
Man with No Arm
or whatever.
Looks a lot better than Saving Mr.
Banks.
Well,
that's the only movie I care about. You guys are all saying other movies, and I'm seeing.
It's going to be the best one.
I'm really interested to see where they're going to make.
Andrew Stanton.
I can another think Pixar of where guy. The break is going to be for him
like
but I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because
it's really not going to get good until that last one.
I know you're going to hate it, but
what about Maleficent?
I'm not looking forward to that. I thought you liked the trailer.
I'm not looking forward to it.
Why?
What about a horrible boss?
Oh, that looks horrible. How can you like the trailer to that, but not want to see the film, but watch the trailer to Captain or to freaking Spider-Man and want to see that?
Amazing Spider-Man, I know who.
Like, you saw the trailer.
Who's
it
behind
Amazing
Spider-Man? It looks great. Amazing Spider-Man looks really good. But Maleficent.
It's animated.
The trailer looks good, but I think just that's the trailer.
I'm excited for Maleficent.
Maleficent should be good. What about Dawn of the Planet of the Apes? We got that coming out now.
I'm excited for that.
That's a good director right there.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt because the script was awesome.
It's like Groundhog's Day.
It's based on
Battle Omega.
Yeah, Raid 2 is on my list.
Raid
2. I'm so excited for that.
Takes place 2 hours after.
The trailer was ridiculous.
Yeah. Tom Cruise has to keep living the same battle.
It's going to suck. I'm sorry.
Which one?
Edge of Tomorrow. But what about Raid 2?
Just wait.
Raid 2, it's like it's good for the like the first time you see it, it's like amazing. You see it again, you're like, why am I sitting through this piece of shit?
No way, man.
It's not that good of a story.
Every single time I watch the Raid,
it gets worse.
It gets worse.
What? You realize how, like, okay, once you get past all of it. Edge of Tomorrow, if that's what they're expecting for Tom Cruise, like, out.
What about RoboCop?
No, out! That was horrible! Yeah. They didn't follow the damn story!
I will scream it.
But Peter Weller should pee on them. I'm going to say it.
They pretty much did already.
He should, because that was a... Okay, Peter Weller, that was a Christ-like symbol, and they made it very religious. They did. I know I talked about this in Man of Steel.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. You and Christ.
Why is everything like Christ-like symbol?
Peter Weller has talked about it, and it's really well done. Son of God looks bad. Exodus looks somewhat okay. Noah looks like the best. But RoboCop
He's a Christ-like figure in Noah.
Dude,
no, he's a Noah.
RoboCop is quality. I talk about violence.
First one is great.
It's incredible. But this looks stupid.
What about... Go ahead.
I said the remake is going to be PG-13.
Well, yeah,
so that's already a fail
certain
right there.
There are movies that this is unnecessary to remake. Like, no one needs to go and remake Wizard of Oz. No one needs to go remake
But they have. Aren't they doing a sequel for 2014?
They can do sequels, but they're not going to go and, like, redo the Wizard of Oz.
Well, they haven't remade Wizard of Oz yet.
Thank God.
And if they've remade Wizard of Oz, they've done in a total different direction, like the Wiz.
It's a good question, though. Why can't they just make new shit?
Because
Christopher Nolan's going to do Interstellar.
Because Hollywood
takes long
to fill a certain amount of movies each year, and they don't have enough original content.
So they can make a bunch of shit.
They have tons of original content.
They have a built-in audience.
We talked about this.
For Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
They're all dead.
No, not. Every 16-year-old girl loves Wizard of Oz.
No,
I like Wizard of Oz.
Every 16-year-old girl and Brian Clue loves Wizard of Oz.
I own Wizard of Oz. The gifts in it. I love it. With the watch.
What about 300?
And would you buy it, though?
The Rise of the Empire looks horrible.
That looks like it's...
Oh, wait, shut up. I'm excited about 300.
Is it a prequel or is it a sequel?
I'm on board. I'm on board.
How are you excited for this? This looks awesome.
I hated the first one.
Did you watch the first one? Are you retarded?
The first one was great.
No, it wasn't. It was horrible.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
Rise of the Empire.
I'm here for the naked people. That's all I care about.
I know you're here for the sex.
Eva Green's in it, though, so I'm in it.
Why is 300 the first one terrible?
It's
sex scene, rated R.
Wait a second. Boring as all hell.
No, it's not. It's not boring at all.
There's no quality story to it. You don't feel for any sympathy for
that character. What are you talking about?
Thank you. It's better as a spoof than his damn movie.
No way. This
is how did you enjoy that piece of crap?
That's a great one. That was great.
So what else?
Did you like 300?
No,
he fucking didn't.
Y'all are lying.
You know what? Because you like crap like Man of Steel. And 300.
Man of Steel is good. We'll get to that later.
Lots of homoerotic stuff.
We also have a smaller movie.
300 is the most homoerotic movie since Top Gun.
But 300 had also launched a lot of careers.
So what the hell does that matter? There's like a lot of quality people come from shitty films. Watch 300 again. I didn't enjoy it. I saw it in the theaters and I saw it on TV and I hated it.
Gerard Butler, and then there was Gerard Butler also.
And it was also the last movie of our favorite.
The guy that looks like Ray Stevenson. I think Ray Stevenson.
Zack Snyder's not a good director. I said it.
Gwen, I'm excited for 300.
You shouldn't be.
What about the Hercules movie that's not Kellan Lutz's movie? But the Rock's movie, that actually looks pretty good.
That Rock one looks bad. He posted a picture of himself on Twitter, man. That dude just got huge, even bigger than he was.
No, well, he got
yeah, because that makes a better movie.
He was ridiculous.
No, this was like
I say it was better than the other Hercules movie.
Are you excited about the new Conan movie?
There's also don't forget 2 minutes.
What about Divergent? Are you excited for that?
No.
Okay.
Mark Miller, who did Kick-Ass 2, he's got another one of his graphic novels, Secret Service, is going to be...
Yes.
Oh, with Colin Firth, that actually might
It looks interesting.
What about The Gambler remake?
Huh? I have The Gambler on Blu-ray with...
All five?
Just the first one. You talk about the one with Kenny Rogers, right?
Yeah, there's five.
Yeah, I got the first one.
The Rambler.
The Rambler and The Gambler and The Hammer.
What's not The Rambler? Rambler was interesting.
Well, I'm interested in The Ordonian, Hammer.
But that's one they can...
never again.
That's
never
one they
again.
Can remake.
Alan Rader's a ballsy
that
director.
That movie is horrifying.
The Gambler can be remade. I'll be fine with that.
Because no one saw the original.
And then we had...
no one did.
We had Guardians of the Galaxy, but we also have another Marvel movie
other than
coming
you.
Out.
No one did.
We have the sequel to Captain America, Captain America and Winter Soldier, which actually looks pretty good.
It's got Anthony Mackie.
I agree.
I'm so sad about
Robert Redford.
Robert Redford. Oh, like, yeah.
Depressed.
Oh, yeah, she was pretty awesome.
We like,
well, they're doing a TV. They might be showing it. So,
yeah.
No, but the worlds are separate now.
They'll be able to figure it out.
He was frozen and couldn't be with his lady.
They'll invent time travel and go like the
air. Oh, yeah, because X-Men did it.
When did this become the...
Same universe.
So is that the movies? Is that where that's a wrap?
Yeah, so far, yes. Yeah. There's still lots of other stuff, but
there is. Crap. But that's our movies. Happy holidays.
That's a lot of 2014.
I can't wait to
there's
watch
a lot
all
of stuff.
Movies
look excited.
Your most anticipated
movies, video games, music,
are
TV.
Similar.
It's gonna be a good 2014.
Can't wait to watch it with y'all.
You gave me
yes,
a lemon.
Can't
ball.
Wait.
You gave anyone else lemon.
2014.